Hi everyone, it's Magella here from Kilkenny Library Service, and today I'm going to tell you all about the sun. And so the book we're going to read is called The Sun is Kind of a Big Deal, and it's by Nick Sellock. All of the planets and the sun live together in the solar system, like a big family. The sun is our solar system's very own star. Seriously, the sun is an actual star. It's the only star in our solar system, and it sits right in the centre holding everything together. Our solar system is just one of many solar systems that exist. A galaxy is a group made up of billions of solar systems, and our galaxy is called the Milky Way. The sun is the biggest thing in the solar system. It's even bigger than the Earth. Way bigger. Way, way bigger. Like over a million times bigger. There are much bigger stars than the sun, but all of the other stars you see are really, 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 really far away. The other stars are in totally different solar systems and have their own planets. The Earth is the third planet away from the sun. Earth, it's that little planet where you and everyone you know lives. Pluto used to be a planet, but then scientists decided that it didn't quite live up to the mark. And now it's called a dwarf planet. Oh, sorry, Pluto. The planets move around the sun like a big running track in space. Each planet has its own special path that it follows. That's called its orbit. Some planets are faster than others, but each one stays in its own lane. It takes a whole year for Earth to go all the way around the sun. So what does the moon do all year long? Well, while the Earth is going around the sun, the moon is spinning around the Earth. The moon goes around the Earth 12 or 13 times in 1 year. That's about once a month. The sun never stops working. It does loads of important jobs for us. In fact, we wouldn't be around without the sun. The sun gives us light so we can see. But it takes about 8 minutes for that light to get to us because the sun is so far away. Earth spins around in a full circle every day. That is why when it's night time for you, it's daytime on the other side of the world. The sun is always there, even when you can't see it. Sometimes it looks dark outside during the day because the sun is hiding behind the clouds, but it's still there. Once in a while it gets dark in the daytime because the moon gets in the sun's way. This is called a solar eclipse and it only lasts for a little while. Keeping us warm is another really important part of the sun's job. The sun is hotter than you can imagine, way hotter than fire. Its temperature reaches millions of degrees at the centre. Some places on Earth are warmer than others. The parts of Earth closest to the equator, which is right in the middle, are the warmest. The parts of Earth closest to the north and south poles are the coldest. While Earth is moving around the sun, it's spinning on a tilt. That's why we have seasons: spring, summer, autumn and winter. Because of Earth's tilt, the top half and the bottom half of the world experience the seasons at different times. When the bottom half of the Earth is tilted towards the sun, it's summer there. This means that at the top half of the Earth, that's tilted away from the sun, and that makes it winter there. The sun is pretty great. It's always around, keeping the whole solar system together. It gives us light and keeps us warm. It helps bring us rain and grow plants to produce the oxygen we breathe. It's such a big part of our lives that we wouldn't be able to live without it. The sun works really hard to help us out, so it's kind of a big deal. Thanks everyone for listening, and we'll talk to you again soon.